Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Secret Artists Podcast. I'm your host, Annie McGrath, and I'm joined this week by Lloyd Griffith, comedian and choir boy. It was an absolute pleasure to talk to Lloyd over Zoom, of course. We talk about his art collection, which includes one of my paintings, so that's nice. We talk about cathedrals, comedy, all sorts of things. I hope you enjoy the episode. Follow Lloyd on Twitter at Lloyd Griffith. Follow me on Twitter at Annie McTweet. And if you want to follow the artworks from this week's episode, then follow Secret Artists on Twitter and Instagram at Secret Art Pod. Hope you enjoy the episode. Bye.
I've got an intro for you.
No way, have you?
Yeah, can I do it?
Yep.
I'm joined today by comedian, presenter, podcaster, choir boy and goalkeeper, Lloyd Griffith. You may know Lloyd from Sky Sports' much-loved show Soccer AM or as one of the co-hosts of Netflix's comedy game show Flinch. Lloyd has been on loads of other TV shows and is a brilliant stand-up who recently supported Jack Whitehall on tour. Lloyd has his own podcast, Cooped Up with Lloyd Griffith and Robbie Knox, which is brilliant. I'm very excited to have Lloyd on the podcast, especially as his most recent email said, I'm really shit at drawing. Let's see if it's true.
Oh my God, I'm actually very nervous about this.
Are you? Why?
Well, yeah, because I'd be happy to talk the talk, but then when you have to walk the walk and actually draw, it's quite nerve-wracking. It's always been something that I've wanted to do, like, without sounding like an absolute div. I am always been quite artistic, but the actual, like, the pure art of it, I've always struggled with. But I do love drawing, and I will often, you know, draw, just doodle around the house and stuff like that. So
just drawing on the walls while your mum cleans up after you.
I just really like drawing, and I've really not got into my art, but since I bought a house last year, which on paper is great, but then when a global pandemic hits, I mean, it's an absolute shit show, to be fair, mate. I'm just the loneliest bloke in the world in a house you can't afford. So I've been trying to fill that with various bits of art and going around places and trying to understand stuff. And I've always had a vague understanding, like I did GCSE art. And
what did you get?
I did art. A B. I got a B.
Acceptable, isn't it?
It's acceptable. And then I did AS art and got a C, which I was really angry about. And then I didn't do it as an A2. I dropped it.
What did you do for your final piece? Do you remember?
I did like this 3D, like kind of Tokyo street thing.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it was on cardboard. And then, yeah, there's just like the different signs and like the neon signs and stuff. And it didn't, yeah, I thought it should have got much better than it did, but it did not. But I always enjoyed art. We had a really nice art teacher growing up at school, a woman called Mrs. Butler, the most religious woman in the world.
Like, oh, really?
Oh, my God, unbelievable. Elsie Butler, lovely woman. And she was really good, and she kind of like, she started that, not love of art, but we did a lot of background on it as opposed to just doing it. And we used to go on like art history trips. So we used to go from Grimsby to London to like art galleries and
nice.
Yeah, no, so it's, I've always kind of admired art, and recently I've been kind of buying bits to kind of like fill the house and try and get a bit more knowledgeable on it, really.
Yeah, you've got quite an impressive art collection, I'd say.
It's a real mix. It's a real smorgasbord. I went to university with an artist. She wasn't an artist at the time, but she is now. A girl called Jessica Russell Flint, who is the granddaughter of, is it Peter Russell Flint, the famous artist?
Maybe.
William
Russell Flint.
Sir William Russell Flint, yeah.
So what sort of stuff does he do?
So he's...
boobs.
Yeah, boobs. So it's like watercolours. I mean, I'm obviously reading this as well at the same time. I think he worked in mainly oils, tempera and printmaking. he's mainly watercolours. I actually bought a print of his in an art fair in Hemswell in Lincolnshire, which is like the largest antique centre in Europe. And I bought like a print. And so Jess basically has started in the last kind of like 10, 12 years, she started doing stuff. So it's all kind of like quite nice and abstract stuff. And not only that, she's got like her prints are on, you know, on pajamas and face masks, bags and wallpaper. So it's not just drawings and prints she does. So yeah, I kind of got into it a little bit there. And so I've got quite a few of her bits on my wall.
Nice.
Which are very nice. Would highly recommend them. I know this is not an ad, but they're really nice bits.
What's the last painting you bought?
I bought one I think for my sister for her birthday. But the last bit that I bought for me was by a day, or by a few days, was an artist called Annie, and I don't know how you say this. Is it McGrath?
McGrath. Annie McGrath.
I bought one of yours, which I've been a fan of for a while.
You'd send me a message about it about a year ago.
Going, oh my God, I love this. And I forgot I sent that. And then I sent another one maybe like 2 months ago, going, oh my God, I love this. And you were like, oh, because I couldn't see the story to which I'd replied.
I was like, if you're still interested, it's...
You were like, oh, right, you still like it. I was like, oh my God, was that what I commented on earlier? And then I said to my girlfriend, I was like, well, I must like this because I've commented on it twice.
Yeah.
And so she said, well, why don't you get it? And I was like, well, I might do. And because obviously I've just bought a house, I have, I've got to be savvy with the old coins. And I was like, do you know what? I just didn't want anyone else having it. And that sounds, I was like,
I'm glad it's gone to you.
I was like, I just know that if it goes, I'll be absolutely fumeboat. So I was like, Annie, let me have it, will you? I still haven't paid you for it as well. So I do actually need to pay you for
that. Oh, that's all right.
I've got
it here. I'll give it to you one day when we're allowed to see each other.
Let me pay for it first. But
that's why I got you on the podcast, just to remind you that you actually haven't paid.
That's one way of going around. I mean, crikey.
Can you pay for your fucking painting, please?
I wonder why all my support acts on my tour have asked me to come on their podcast. There's an artist that I've been massively obsessed with recently called Sarah Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's watercolors. Is it watercolors or oil? But
sent me a link to her. She did that nice print.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I bought a print of Whitstable. I remember looking.
Yeah. Love the dramatic skies.
Oh my God. They're amazing. They're absolutely amazing. And I was looking on, is it New English Art Club? New English Art Club. Yeah. So I think she's actually, I can't remember what her role in it, but, I was looking at some of the stuff on the website and I right-clicked all of the stuff I liked and then realised it was all of her stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I must obviously love her stuff. Started following her on Instagram and then I just really wanted something for my bedroom. So I bought a piece of hers, one of the seascapes of Whitstable, which is just amazing. So moody and like the detail, like she put one up on Instagram the other day and it looked like a photo. I just can't... I couldn't get my head around it. I was like, how is that? That looks like a bloody photo. You should be an artist. So yeah, but I really want that. There's the one that actually is on she does a one that's got three fish on it.
Sardines. I think we passed those. Sardines.
Oil on panel. It's not watercolors. It's definitely oil paintings. Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like oil from here.
But it's brilliant. And the three sardines, Grimsby Town, the football club that I dote over, we've got three fish on our crest. So I was like, right, well, when I've got a bit of extra money, bit of extra spare coin, I'm going to get the sardines. I think the actual painting's gone, but you can still get a print of it. But yeah, like I'd love to get a print of hers. Like,
Is she a Grimsby fan, do you reckon? That's why she did the three sardines.
I don't think she is, no. I think she's just a big fan of fish.
Fish. Loves fish.
But yeah, so I kind of got into that recently. And then this is insane. Okay, right. So again, I like, in my house, I've got various bits of art that I've collated from various different like antique centres and like art fairs and what have you. And it's all relatively, apart from Jess's stuff, it's all in like an old style. So it's not, there's not much abstract stuff there. Mm-hmm. And then on one wall, I'm obsessed with cathedrals. There's two things I'm obsessed with, cathedrals and fire engines. I'm mm-hmm. obsessed with cathedrals because I'm a choir boy and singing cathedrals. I just obsessed over them. That's what I was going to suggest that we drew today. It was a cathedral, mm-hmm. but I thought, I don't want to screw it up and it just be awful.
Cathedral's quite hard because there's lots of specific lines and angles. And if you fuck that up, it immediately looks bad.
And I was thinking about what would be the easiest one to draw. And I do have a relatively encyclopedic knowledge of cathedrals. Like if you were to show me a cathedral, I'd know exactly what it is there and then, like a picture of it, even like a small
glimpse. Is this a challenge?
I mean, it can be. I mean, I've done it on a few podcasts before, but like it's something that I just, so I know pretty much every cathedral, knocking about. Jim Moyer, he had a exhibition and they were just pencil or pen drawings. And I think there was like 200 of them. And one of them is St. Paul's.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted it. And it was like 250, 300 quid. And I inquired to his agent, the art guy that looks after his stuff. And he's like, oh yeah, it's 250 quid if you want it. I was like, yeah, I do. And then I just came back like 3 weeks later and it had gone. I was absolutely fuming.
Oh,
it was
no.
like a really nice picture of St. Paul's, which would have gone on my cathedral wall. So my cathedral wall.
I bet you could commission him to do a cathedral.
Yeah, I reckon I probably could actually. I reckon I probably could. It's also, it'd be quite nice, you know what I mean, to have one of your, well, two of your comedy heroes. So Stu just put a picture of a parish church, not a cathedral, on the, that's Chesterfield Parish Church. And it's
lovely spire. It's sort of
crooked spire.
Crooked.
Yeah.
It's like a wizard's hat.
So there's so it's Chesterfield Parish Church. It's not a cathedral. So I guess that's 1-0 to me. But the spire apparently went in a lightning strike. That's what they're saying. And then the wind gradually has just kind of like folded it around.
That's beautiful,
but the fable is that lightning struck it because there was a woman that got married there that then it turns out that she wasn't a virgin. And that was
God
smiting the church for letting... God. An unpure lady get married in there. I've got a cathedral wall at home, and I've got maybe 16, 17 cathedrals just on a gallery wall.
How many cathedrals are there in the UK?
I think English Anglican 56, maybe Catholic. On top of that, you're looking at probably maybe 75, 80.
Is that the dream then, to have a whole wall?
Yeah, but all the ones that I've got on there, actually, to be fair, some are parish churches.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, I know. But they all mean something to me, apart from I've got Rennes on there, and I've got absolutely no connection with Rennes Cathedral in France whatsoever. But I saw it at an antique fair, and I absolutely just fell in love with it, and it was a really nice frame, so I was like, I'm having that. So, yeah, so I've just started slowly kind of build a little bit of a collection up, and I'd love to... It's like wine, isn't it? I've always like wanted to know about wine.
Mm.
I've always wanted to know about wine. But again, it's like going on a wine course. Rennes, yeah, that's the...
Rennes,
I've got a beautiful watercolour. Well, it might be oil. I mean, I don't know the difference, do I? Of Rennes Cathedral.
I thought it had to have a spire to be a cathedral. Is that a very ignorant thing to say?
Yeah, so ignorant. Like, only a number of cathedrals have spires, like St. Paul's.
What about Truro? Have you got a picture of that?
Truro, three spires, most westerly cathedral. Gorgeous. Built relatively recently as well in the grand scheme of things. Not as new as Guildford. But yeah, Truro is nice. But yeah, most like Exeter doesn't have a spire. Wells, Peterborough, St.
Paul's.
Yeah,
Truro is the nearest cathedral to where my grandparents used to live in Cornwall. That's
it's lovely. I nearly sang there for a year. I went on my gap year to Exeter Cathedral because I'm an absolute bad boy. And sang there for a year. And then when I left Exeter, I moved to Guildford, which essentially looks like a power station.
When you say you nearly sang there for a year, did you have sort of breaks in between?
No. It's in, I turned it down.
Oh, right.
So I could have nearly sung there for a year. I went to Exeter instead of Guildford.
Oh, Guildford is ugly AF.
Yeah, it's so funny. So I then went from Exeter to Guildford, sang in Guildford for a year. And it's like the most modern cathedral. It was in the film The Omen, actually. Inside it's beautiful because it's essentially like an upturned bathtub. It's just like a white, vast space. So it's really nice inside. And when I went for my auditions, an organist and the choir master called Stevie Farr, who's since left, we left at roughly the same time, I turned up and he was like, okay, let me give you a tour of the ancient relics. And then just basically did a 360 turn. I went, okay, that'll do us. Let's move on. I just thought it was quite funny because he was such good cathedral banter. I don't think there won't be much thing of me in a dress. Like, you're not going to see me in a choir.
So do you sing anymore?
I sing quite a lot. So I sing at places like Westminster Abbey every now and then. Although, to be fair, I haven't sung at Westminster Abbey for about a year, but I sing at, I'm one of them, I'm like the main alto deputy at St George's Chapel, Windsor Castle, so I sing there.
What does that mean? Really deep or really high?
Oh, really high. Yeah, really high.
Oh, which you prefer? We should start drawing. You know, you said you were going to choose you were going to choose a cathedral for us to draw. What have you chosen instead?
Look at that. Look at that photo of me on the screen.
Oh. Look at that. That is such a 90s sort of biker grove haircut.
That was me on Songs of Praise, in fact.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks very much. Mum's just had a little giggle at that. I always, when I'm doodling, I kind of like draw various things. And one of them are like trees, basically. I like drawing trees.
Mm-hmm.
Have we got the close-up of one of that? Sorry, I know I sent you two. If not, I can send it over.
That, I've got it as well.
I just like drawing trees for whatever reason. I'm not entirely sure why. So yeah,
I like sign. What does that say?
So actually, let me have a look. The sign actually says play area and bandstand.
Oh, two of your favorite things.
So that's taken from People's Park, which is like a really nice park in Grimsby. So I actually live in Cleethorpes now, or my mum does, but I grew up in Grimsby. So People's Park is a really nice park that I used to go to quite a lot. But there's another tree that I've been doing a bit of driving here, like delivering bits and bobs. And there's a really nice tree outside a really horrible church called St. Mark's in Grimsby.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like St. Mark's Grimsby is, again, like power station-esque. It's just like one square column. But then it's got quite a nice tree next to it. I like, it'd be quite nice to just do the
lovely
two.
Lovely tree.
I couldn't stop because there was lots of traffic. And I drove past there three times this week and thought that would have been quite good. So did we just start drawing them?
Yeah, and am I right in thinking we're using pens? Is that your medium of choice?
Well, again, just because I just quite like drawing with pens and I wouldn't know what to do with paint.
That's fine. It's bolder than pencils, which I respect.
Thank you so much, and that isn't the main reason why I've gone with it.
Lad, aren't you?
I've had a few serious jobs in my time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've gone too big here. I've gone too big here. I've really gone too big.
What, are you starting with the tree?
Well, what have you started with?
Well, I've started with the sign, but I've also just trying to plot out the general composition.
What pen are you using?
You sound furious.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I'm using a Faber-Castell Pitt Artist Pen Fine Liner, and I've got different thicknesses. This one's fine, which I think is thick enough.
I'm a pure artist. I've just gone for one black pen. That's how
mine's black as well.
But this one's actually one for my mum's company, Studio 47.
Oh, nice. What
I think
company
she got
is
it free. It's studios that she got. So like they're like self-catering studios.
Oh, nice.
It's like they like you got like an ensuite kitchen and ensuite bathroom and stuff. So
I've just changed to a bold thickness of pen, by the way. I thought I should let you know.
Fair enough. How did you, sorry to turn this, but how did you get into art? Like, and how did you get into it?
I did it at school. So I did it for GCSE and A-level. and then went to art college for a year, went to Camberwell.
Did you?
Yeah, but then found it all very sort of pretentious and wasn't sure it's what I wanted to do. So then I went to Leeds. And did English and theatre. And then just recently got back into art. Stuart Laws, in fact, got me back into art.
Did he? What a good lad.
Yeah.
Awful person, but good lad.
Exactly. And now here I am doing an art podcast.
I thought that I was going to go to music college. I trained. I've been a choir boy like my whole life.
Mm.
And then thought that I was going to go to music college. And so I went to university and read music. And if you're a singer, you kind of, and a man, because your voice breaks, you just need like a little bit longer to, for your voice to mature.
Mm.
So I thought I was going to go to music college, and I kind of went on a few courses, just thought, this isn't for me. Like, this really isn't for me.
Why? Not cool enough?
Yeah, and I think there was especially like some of the stuff I was doing, like a big class thing. Like, it was a massive, like, it was quite a lot of poshos on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've, you know, subsequently found that a lot of choral music, you know, the stuff that I do is quite class-based, because the majority mm-hmm. of schools that have like chapel choirs are posh ones.
Yeah.
And I went to a posh school, but I got a bursary. Yeah, I just found that it was just looked like a lot of graft, which I was wanted to do, but then not a lot of opportunity at the end of it, which I was a little mm-hmm. bit worried about.
So you decided to go into comedy, the least posh of all the art forms.
Well, do you think it is? Or are you joking?
Well, I think there's a lot of posh people who do comedy.
Oh, so many posh people. And that's the one thing that you don't realise when you start doing comedy is, you know, like, I grew up and all my kind of like, you know, my mum, found a big spot on my neck here. My mum's very funny, like really funny growing up. So too are my aunties.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I just... Mum's hoovering in the background. I'm not sure if you can hear that.
I know. I wonder if you're saying that because she's in the background. She's trying to win her over.
She's in a different room, but I couldn't really say to her, do you mind not cleaning?
Can you stop cleaning? I'm trying to tell them how funny you are.
I'm trying to do an art podcast. But yeah, so I kind of, growing up, you know, I used to watch like Men Behaving Badly, Vicar of Dibley,
mm-hmm.
Lee Evans, They Think It's All Over.
Mm.
They were all, you know, like, and it all seemed very much like they were all working class people. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. and then when you get into comedy, you're like, oh my God, there's a load of posh pricks.
Yeah. Like, well, it's lots of people who get into it at university, myself included.
But I went to Exeter, and there wasn't really that much of a comedy thing. There was a lad in the year below me called Tom Deacon, who I didn't really know.
Mm-hmm.
And he obviously went on to do very well.
There a sort of comedy society at Exeter?
No, nothing like that. But I was so embroiled in singing at university. And, you know, I did a few things, like I hosted the rag fashion show and stuff. So, like, I do some presenting because I just didn't know that comedy was a thing. And it wasn't until I moved to London that I realised that actually it is a thing.
Mm.
And you can do it. In fact, because I was such a big fan of, like, They Think It's All Over, I used to go to Lee Hurst's Backyard Comedy Club, like, loads.
Aww,
because I thought he was brilliant. And then it was actually there where I spoke to him after the first comedy gig I went to.
Yeah.
Opening was Milton Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Comparing was Lee Hurst. In the middle was Stefano Paolini.
Mm-hmm.
And closing was Mickey Flanagan. Nobody had heard of Milton or Mickey. Do you know what I mean? It was all just about Lee Hurst.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of like spoke to her. I'd won the joke competition the third week on the row. I literally was going there like every week, like a little fucking nerd.
What was the joke you wrote?
Oh, I can't remember, but it was about Alistair Darling and custard. Yeah. And then
sounds good.
Lee Hurst was like, I was like, look, I'm sure you get this all the time, but I wouldn't mind being a comedian. Like, do you know how you go about it and stuff? And he's like, well, listen, here's not the place to do it. He went, we're just like established comics. He was like, but if you go to like downstairs at the King's Head Comedy Cafe, he was like, those places, you'll be able to like speak to the same kind of like minded people who are like doing open micers, and they'll give you advice. And that's kind of what I did there.
That's so nice that he sort of was helpful and spoke to you about it.
Yeah, he was really nice about it. But I think there was like, he wasn't, you know, I don't think he was like going, mate, you should definitely do it. He was like, yeah, if you think, because I imagine so many people come up to people, go, oh, how do you do it? You know, like I get it quite a lot. How do you get into comedy? And you just go, well, don't, because then you're taking work away from me.
Yeah, and there's too many people doing comedy.
There's too
now.
Many people.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I mean, I've tackled the base here. I'm really quite scared about going doing the actual tree.
Yeah, I've gone for the trunk, but I'm a bit... I sort of don't know how I'm going to tackle the leaves, if I'm honest with you. And how do you feel about... I've got some coloured pens.
It's your podcast, isn't it? But you just, no, you do you. You do
no,
you.
No, I'll do black, if you want to be on a sort of level.
Black. Oh, black.
Black.
Everything's black. Don't do this. But yeah, going back to the I think there was that Guardian article this week, wasn't there, talking about class in comedy, and that it kind of, you can see the comedians that are struggling are the working class ones that haven't, you know.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree with it's just the poshos that are, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think there's sort of a few problems, aren't there? And probably there's a problem with higher education and the people that 100%. Are able to go into that, which often leads to being seen more, like being able to go to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to afford to have started going to Edinburgh if I didn't have a bit of help early on. And, you know, rent now is so expensive.
Yeah.
Mine's just an absolute mess, actually.
Yeah, I did a
Let's have a look. Show me what you've done so far. Oh, nice. Oh, you're going real detail, aren't you, on that trunk?
Yeah.
I've gone very sort of messy. Can you see any of that?
No, I can't. I can see all of it.
It's very scrawly, isn't it?
But that's what I... I've paid no attention to anything else apart from that one tree.
I'm using a coloured pen and I don't care what you think.
Not a problem, mate. Your podcast.
Thank you. So how's your podcast been going? I like listening to it.
Oh, thank you. I've known Robbie for quite a few years, and like we're friends and pally, but like we're not like massively close. And we've been chatting. He actually edits a lot of my online videos that I do on my YouTube channel.
Mm. You weren't on Soccer AM together ever.
No, he left. He left when Tim and Fenners and Neil and Sheephead all left at the same time.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, so he edits my online videos that we do each week, the football ones, and we chat about doing ideas together. And then when this happened, I was like, look, should we try and do a podcast together?
Mm.
And he's like, well, his wife's working. He's like, so he's like, I'm gonna be free.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like the vibe, really. We're just like, oh, well, let's have a bash at it.
Seems like a lovely guy.
He's just so nice, and he's such a wholesome person. So that's why I think it works. You know, I think when this happened, a lot of people decided to do podcasts and various themed ones. And in fact, I'm going to be launching hopefully a couple in the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. We said, look, this won't have any theme. It'll just be us wittering on for, you know, 20 to 30 minutes a day.
That's what I like about it, is it's nice and short. That's like, what I look for in my podcast.
Yeah, I think, you know, just 37 minutes maximum is kind of like what you should be aiming for in a podcast, I think. So that's what we do. And we just chat and, you know, we've had a lot of nice feedback. And just people basically saying, you know, it's nice because you're just listening to two blokes chatting shit. You know what I mean? And that's...
Yeah,
almost,
it's an easy listen, isn't it?
That's almost what it is, really.
Oh, my pens are running out.
What do you think of this so far? All right. Thank you.
Let's see.
What
does your mum think?
She went,
Would she buy it?
Would you buy it off her? Thank you so much.
No,
she
did one like this or what?
What? Oh, yeah. All right, fair enough. That's Tina, who also lives with us as well.
Oh, nice. Hi, Tina. We've got headphones. You've got headphones on, so they can't actually hear.
Oh, actually, yeah. Do you know what? My mum just pointed, actually. There's Oh, God, I think I've been bitten on the back of my leg. There's a local artist that we know called Evie Smith. I'll show you one of her pictures in a moment. But she's only like, how old is she? 20? 18? 18. She's older than that, isn't she? Anyway, she's like early 20s.
Yeah.
No, less than 20. Yeah, she's like really.
Really do you know weird. Her? Is she a friend of your
yeah,
family?
Yeah, she's a friend. Yeah. So actually, when I first started doing comedy and you're getting an interview, like, what made you do comedy? And obviously, I kind of like quoted all the people I've said to you just now.
Yeah.
But, and they say, like, who's the funniest person you know? There's a man that used to be a chef. Well, he still is a chef, and he's got his own restaurant in Cleethorpes called the Knots, mm-hmm. the Knots Restaurant. I used to work with him as a pot wash boy, mm-hmm. And he was so funny. Anyway, it's his daughter, and she's really good. She's like a dancer as well. She's like, she goes to school in London, and I think he's at one of the main dance colleges. But she's also really brilliant artist. Has been making a bit of a name for herself down here.
What sort of stuff does she do?
So she, I don't know if that's, I think that's watercolour. But she's like done that.
Oh yeah, amazing. Yeah, it looks like watercolour and is there pen as well, or ink?
Yeah, ink, yeah. But
where yeah, is that like, then?
So that's Cleethorpes. So that's like where we live. That's just on the seafront.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, like it's really accurate. Like if you were to live around here, you know exactly where that is. It looks exactly like. But yeah, so I actually might try and get her to do something for my gaff, but she's good.
Just before you were talking about that local artist, I was gonna say my only experience of Grimsby is from the film, and I didn't know if that does that beach feature in the film.
No, it wasn't. None of it was filmed here.
Oh, what?
It was filmed in Tilbury in Essex.
Oh,
somewhere else. Which is quite annoying. That's why a lot of people are really angry with Sacha Baron Cohen, because he kind of slated the working classes.
Yeah.
And didn't even film it where they could have earned money and stuff, so where it could have helped the economy. I did. I auditioned for that film.
Did you?
Yeah. So they were like, we're looking for an overweight Grimsby Town fan in his early 30s. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I've been training for that for 25 years and did not get it.
Did you like the film though?
No, didn't know.
What did you have to do in the audition?
I think I was playing the role that John Thompson played actually in the end. But yeah, it was just a few lines from the like a pub scene. Mm. Annie, just to let you know, this pen that I've got.
Yeah.
It's got a little rubber thing on the end of it, which basically is so you can use your phone. But actually, what I've been using the rubber for is like rubbing bits of the drawing just to kind of blend them in.
You sound a bit professional to me.
Well, I'm just trying to kind of just branch out.
Nice. It's a tree pun. Finally. I bought a painting the other day. of Aubameyang.
I saw it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, really nice. Yeah,
it's beautiful, I looked at his
guy's other stuff.
Yeah, do you follow him?
No, I don't know, but I looked at his bits and bobs and
you should. Some he's really great. Nice stuff. He's called Adebanji Alade and he's an incredible oil painter.
Yeah, he looks brilliant. Yeah. And he's been selling some stuff during the... He's doing the artist pledge fund, is that right? Is
it? Yeah, is that artist support pledge. So yeah, yeah, when you sell a certain amount of work, then you pledge that you'll buy someone else's work.
That's right, isn't it?
It's a good concept. How's yours going? I think I'm sort of... I think the thing is, this is never going to be very good, my drawing.
I need like a few minutes, I think.
Yeah, I reckon I do as well. So do you... Would you go to a gallery just like for pleasure?
No. No, I wouldn't have done. And that's been my, again, once something that I've kind of said that I actually will do going forward is that I will look at going to more galleries. You know, I got given a few, presents of like gallery passes in the past, and I just didn't use them as much as I should have done. So that's going to be my thing, I think, to go to a few more. Yeah. My friend Adam, he's constantly going to galleries on his own with friends on dates and stuff.
Mm.
And I've always kind of like, not taking the mickey out of him, but like, bloody hell, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've just done the sign. I don't think I should have done.
The sign is the only bit I'm happy with on mine.
Really?
Yeah. Have you missed playing football?
Yeah, I do miss throwing myself about in goal a bit, but at the same time, I'm getting old now, and I hate saying it, but you know, I'm just a little bit worried that how long I'm going to be able to throw my brittle calves.
And would you say goalkeeping is an art?
Oh, 100%. Goalkeeping is 100% an art. I mean, I think it's the most artistic position there is. People say, oh, like crossing balls and stuff, but nah. Like being a goalkeeper is like the biggest art form ever.
Were you always a goalkeeper, or did you?
Always a goalkeeper.
What? How did you know that's what you wanted to do?
Because I was the fattest.
Oh right, is that how it works?
Not really. I mean, like it, at school we had an ex Grimsby Town footballer as our like coach, a guy called John Cockrell.
Yeah.
And his mum was the secretary at our school. And he was doing it to kind of get his UEFA badges and stuff. And so he came in and taught us. And
wow.
I just loved going in goal and throwing myself. And I was obsessed with Peter Schmeichel. That was like my hero growing up.
Really?
So I kind of just wanted to be like him and just...
Have you ever met him? Did he go on Soccer AM?
No. He's like one of the only people I haven't met in the world that I would absolutely love to have met. So many of my heroes have been very lucky in that respect. But
what about Junior Schmeichel? Can't remember his
name. Yeah, I met him once and I was a bit upset. Like, you know, I mean, to be fair, I mentioned his dad and probably didn't like that too for too much.
Never meet your heroes. Never meet the sons of your heroes.
Exactly. So it was just a bit like... It was fine, and he's a fucking amazing goalkeeper.
Yeah,
Casper.
Oh yeah, Casper. How could I forget that name? I'm actually getting quite into this now. I think I worked out what I needed to do, and colour has been very helpful for me.
Yeah, it's good that you've cheated.
I hate to say that, Lloyd. I've used up probably all the ink, but
phone's going now.
Could be a big break, Lloyd.
I don't think so. I've buggered up the shape of this.
I'm enjoying doing the shadows. I think I'm not a detail person. That's why I struggled with the leaves.
I was looking for some art for my wall the other day, mm-hmm. and I saw something that I thought was something that I wanted. I thought it was like an organ, a cathedral organ. And I was like, oh, that I really like that. So then I actually started looking for cathedral organ stuff.
Hmm.
And I found an artist I hadn't heard of. And I was like, oh, that's really good. That's the kind of thing I want.
Hmm.
Anyway, I spoke to my girlfriend on the phone. She's in Bath and I'm in Grimsby.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I've just discovered this artist. I was like, he's absolutely brilliant. He's done this, he's done a thing called the Interior of Christchurch Cathedral, Oxford.
Yeah, I know.
Looking past the cross and organ screen into the chancel. She's like, all right, yeah. I was like, he's called Joseph Malford William Turner. And I looked at his other stuff, and honestly, he's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, I was like, I'm on the National Gallery now, and
it's. Wonder if he's on Instagram.
I was like, WJM. She was like, are you joking? I was like, oh shit, that's Turner, isn't it? She went, yes, that's obvious.
That's William Turner, that is.
She was like, are you taking the piss? I was like, nope. She's like, you've got to be taking the piss. I was like, no, I'm really not. She's like, you think you've discovered JMW Turner? I was like, okay, I feel like an idiot now.
You've got a good eye, obviously. You saw talent.
But again, not to keep banging on about Sarah Spencer, but they looked very similar. I was like,
yeah, I thought that when you showed me her work.
Did you actually?
Yeah, she's quite similar to Constable as well, I'd say.
Oh, lovely.
Do you know what I mean? There's like dramatic.
100%, yeah. Very skies. Dramatic, the clouds. I also like the dark sadness of like the trees and all the other stuff. I mean, that was me trying to sound like I knew what I was talking about there, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh, look at this.
Look at the sadness of the trees. Well, if you like sad trees, you're going to love this because this tree, it should be a willow because it's weeping that much. Come on.
Oh, look, and a cathedral. There you go, babe.
Oh, that is, I haven't looked. That is Salisbury Cathedral.
I reckon it'll be somewhere near Suffolk.
Oh, it's Salisbury. Oh, no, I was right. Fair play to me. Well, how good's that I can tell a cathedral from someone's drawing? God.
It's pathetic, actually. Romanticism or modernism?
Romanticism.
Straight lines or curves?
Curves.
Portrait or landscape?
Oh, God. I know they're quick fire, but that's quite a tough one, isn't it?
I think you're a landscape boy.
Yeah, landscape. I do have enough. I do like a portrait. Go on. No, I'll talk about this in a minute. I'm a big fan of iconography.
Oh, yeah.
And that, again, stemmed from being like a choir boy. When I went to Exeter, there was an iconographer. Like, I can't remember his name, but he was having to do like, you know, like you see in Greek Cypriot kind of Russian Orthodox kind of churches and stuff, you know, quite gold, almost like abstracty. And I kind of got into that a little bit. So I do like certain elements of that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, sorry. Portrait, landscape.
Oil or watercolour?
Oil.
Waving flag or three lions?
Three lions.
Singing or painting?
Singing.
Looking at art alone or with others?
Looking at art alone.
David Seaman or Jordan Pickford?
David Seaman, sadly. I love you, Jordan.
Grimsby or London?
Grimsby.
Are films art?
No.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. Can you separate the art from the artist?
Yes.
Talk about or think about art?
Think about art.
Tortured artist or rational goalkeeper?
Tortured goalkeeper?
The worst of both worlds. Private view or view of privates?
View of privates, please.
Painting from life, landscape or still life?
Still, landscape.
Art or tech?
Art.
Art or books?
Books.
Art or food?
Food.
Is what you do art?
No.
First kiss?
Comedy, no. Singing, yes.
First kiss?
With tongues?
Yeah.
A girl called Sarah Driver...
That's a good name.
Who, her model name is Flip Driver.
Oh.
She was like, a few years ago, she was the face of Burberry.
Really? Westminster Abbey or Canterbury Cathedral?
Westminster Abbey, hands down, mate.
Dicks or pussies?
Oh my God, that is absolutely pussies. Horrible question. Oh, that is lovely. Thank you. That really is lovely. And I've gone, that's mine.
Oh, I love it. Yours is so nice and delicate, and love the shading as well.
Well, yeah, I kind of, Yeah. I think I shot myself in the foot by just trying to isolate the tree from the rest of it. But
yeah, hold it up. Right, I need to mark it for technique, commitment, and a final overall grade. Will you bring it a bit closer to the camera? Lovely. And a bit down a bit. Yeah, I like how you've just chosen the tree and the sign. It feels sort of desolate.
Thank you.
But beautiful like as well. Nice, nice tonal stuff, some good shading, technique.
Quite nice like that.
Going to give you a 9 out of 10 for technique.
Fucking hell, Annie, that's great.
Commitment. You've fallen down a bit on commitment because even though I said I liked the fact that you've isolated the sign and the tree, you also haven't really committed to any of the other stuff in the picture. Wow. So I'm going to give you 7 out of 10 for that, which is actually a high B or a low A, depending on how you want to look at it.
Yeah.
It's great. I love it. Thank you. It's so demoralized.
Yeah, that's fine.
That was positive feedback.
So technical, commitment, and what's the other one?
Final overall grade.
Yeah.
So I'd say low A or high B.
Low A or high B. Thank you.
Can you see that?
I can see that, yeah. Can you just turn it left and right? No, go back to where it were. Go back to where you were. And then if you can just turn it, just like, that's lovely, yeah. Okay, yeah. So technical, I'm going to go with 8 out of 10. And commitment.
Why? No, give some fucking reasons, you prick.
Okay. Will you come on my self-esteem podcast for me, if that's okay? Oh, and also there's a little bit of art thrown in just for good measure. So basically, 8.5 out of 10, to be fair. That was harsh. 8.5 out of 10.
You don't have to give me a half point because I called you a prick.
No, what I really like is the fact that you've used colours in there. I think you know we said pen, but you've gone no, Lloyd, and
they are pens. They're coloured pens.
Yeah, okay, cool. But they're coloured pens. But I thought we just said like black pen, but it's not a problem. So yeah, I'd say 8.5 for technique. Is that the one? Is that the first one? Technique.
Yeah, and then the other one's commitment.
Commitment, like 9 out of 10 for commitment. 9 out of 10 for commitment, because you've gone for the surroundings and you've gone for like the bush and the sign. So overall, I'd say a high B, if that's okay.
I'll take a low A.
You've got a mid B, which is a little bit.
Sorry, did I say low A? I meant low B when I said high A.
Low A for me, I'll take that.
Lloyd, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
I'll get this put into a frame for you.
Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Remember to follow Lloyd on Instagram and Twitter at Lloyd Griffith. I'm on Instagram at McGrath.Annie and for my art at McGrath.Art. You can see mine and Lloyd's drawings on the Secret Artist's Instagram, which is at Secret Art Pod. If you've enjoyed the episode, then check out previous episodes. We've had loads of brilliant guests, including Mae Martin, Lou Sanders, Nish Kumar, Joel Dommett, loads of people. And give us a nice little review if you fancy it, yeah? Okay, until next week, goodbye.
Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton, Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.